Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And good Saturday afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to catch our drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And we'll be on a podcast later on at rednationrising.us Saturday and Sunday evenings. You can catch us there. So call in today if you got any comments about the topics we're talking about or anything else that's bothering you. 734-822-1600. And joining me in studio today, Ed Bondarenka. Ipsy Ed. How you doing, Ed?
Howdy, real good. Real good, Gary.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Got a lot to talk about. What a crazy week, right?
It's all surreal.
It is. I mean, every Saturday I come in here, it's like, really? For 5 years I've been doing this, and I'm always amazed there's just the craziest things to talk about. We've got Hillary. We've got Obama overseas. We've got crazy Trump stuff going on. It's just insane. It really is.
If I'm trapped in an alternate universe, I want to know how it's going for my other self, the one who's not Bizarro World.
This is Bizarro World. You know it. All right. Well, let's take care of a little business. Thrivent is our sponsor this morning, and they're doing some retirement and estate strategies events Monday, September 19th from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the Novi Public Library. That's 45255 West 10 Mile Road in Novi, Michigan. And then on the 20th of September, 4:30 to 6:30, they're going to be at the Salem South Lyon District Library, and that's on Pontiac Trail in South Lyon. And then on Thursday, September 29th from 4 to 6, they'll be at the Wixom Public Library, and that's on Pontiac Trail as well. So it's in Wixom. And you can call 734-455-9272 or email HuronValleyGroup@Thrivent.com. And I know the guys at Thrivent. I got some of my money with friends at Thrivent. So it's a great way. It used to be part of the Lutheran group, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But these guys are very knowledgeable and very good at what they do. So give them a call, 734-455-9272. And Jeff Long will be the guest speaker doing these retirement and estate strategy events. So check them out. They're free. They don't cost you anything and get you a little information on how to handle your retirement. Okay, so what we do on the Drift every Saturday is talk over the news we've put on the Daily Drift. And if you're not going to the Daily Drift, please do, www.thedailydrift.com. So tomorrow, Ed, 9/11, it's the 15th anniversary of 9/11. And I would encourage everybody to at least go out and watch some of the videos. Maybe share them with your kid. Like, my kid's 12 now. He wasn't around. Americans had already started forgetting about that kind of stuff. And I think as Americans, we sometimes have that short attention span, and we forget about it. But nobody should forget what happened on 9/11.
Or groups are asking us to wipe the name Islamic terrorist off of monuments to 9/11.
It's amazing, is it?
Yeah.
When I heard that, I was like, you got to be kidding me. Why do we listen to these care groups? Why is there a care group in the United States of America after that?
Well, you know, I've got friends who are Islamic. It clearly says Islamic terrorists, okay? It doesn't say Islamics or Islamists. It says Islamic terrorists.
Right. Yeah, it's qualified. Yeah. That's the truth. And since when has the truth, you know, become such a bad thing?
Since 1984.
So, you know, one of the things that happened this week, and I wasn't planning on talking this, but it comes to mind now, is how the media was complaining to that Donald Trump was talking with Larry King, who's on RT, which is RussianTelevision.com, RT.com, and saying, oh, Trump went on Russian television and was talking smack about Barack Obama. Well, what he said was Barack Obama is not as strong as Putin is for Russia. Well, that's a fact. We have the weakest, most worthless president in 100 years, maybe longer. And why is that a bad thing?
Whether it's on
Russian television or not, it's the truth.
He makes us long for Jimmy Carter.
Exactly right. It's absolutely insane how the truth. You know, he spoke the truth, and it shouldn't matter if it's on Russian television or U.S. television or all over the internet, which it is. It's the truth. Barack Obama is a weak and worthless president who's tried to destroy us, because there's no way it's just mistake after mistake after mistake, right?
Nobody's that unlucky.
No, statistically speaking, nobody could be that unlucky or make that many wrong decisions on accident. You know, statistically speaking, it's just no way. So before we get on, because we're going to get into that, but before we do, there was something I wanted to talk about a couple weeks ago, and we're going to pick up on Hillary. But I wanted to talk about this because we missed it. Handing over the internet at the end of September. And people should be at least worried. I've done my share of research, and some people are saying there's nothing to worry about, blah, blah, blah. I'm a little worried. You know?
I'm concerned about the management aspects. I expect the internet to blink on and off once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, once American technologies no longer control it and it's part of a world group, I'm not quite so sure about the political aspects so much as I just expect it to flutter and go wavy and, you know.
Yeah.
Like right now? Is it?
No, yeah, I don't know what's going on with the lines right now. I didn't see anything on there. But, well, let's go with, hey, Derek, can you give us track one? And this will kind of bring us up to speed. He's trying to talk with callers.
You may not have realized it, but the U.S. has been in official control of the internet since its development. But that may be about to change. And correspondent Doug McElway tells us not everyone is happy about it.
Its bland name, the Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers, belies its great power. ICANN controls much of the Internet, sending users to the right website and servers, assigning domain names and addresses. When its contract runs out in September of 2015, the Department of Commerce plans to turn over control of ICANN to the international community. Critics say it's a recipe for disaster.
Make no mistake, threats to the openness and freedom of the Internet are real. Some authoritarian leaders, such as Vladimir Putin, have explicitly announced their desire to gain control of the Internet.
Today, 35 GOP members of Congress wrote the Assistant Secretary for Commerce, Lawrence Strickling, asking him to explain the Obama administration's decision to give up control of ICANN. Yesterday, Strickling did little to ease the concerns of a congressional panel.
No one has yet explained to me the mechanism by which any of these individual governments could somehow seize control over the Internet as a whole.
You really don't think that Russia, look, Russia and China have made it very clear what they want to do to suppress Internet freedom.
The president of ICANN has assured critics that plans do not permit an intergovernmental panel, even the UN, from controlling the Internet, and its design prevents central control.
The genius of the Internet that was instilled in its architecture by its founders is that no one can capture it. It's a network of networks.
Critics say there are other concerns, short of outright Internet control.
We get tens of thousands, if not millions, of cyber attacks a day to our government and to our private sector. And I have to believe that any relinquish of control, even the giving out of IP addresses and domain names, can be critical to our national security.
Concern is not exclusive to Republicans.
Well, I thought the system as it was running was doing a fine job.
The president of ICANN says this change was planned long before President Obama took office, and that while authoritarian governments can control what internet comes into their country, they can't control what is beyond their borders.
All right, so even Nancy Pelosi is smart enough to know that this could be a problem. Right?
What does Al Gore feel about his brainchild? That's what I want to know. What? I mean, he must be really upset about this. This is going to hurt his legacy.
Yeah, you know, you look at the UN and everything they touch goes to hell in a handbag. Why would you want some international community, let alone the UN, access to control this? I mean, the United States is unique.
This reminds me of Obamacare. It's like, oh, it's change. Why? Well, change for the better. What was broke about the internet that we needed this change, and how is it going to get better? I don't buy it.
Yeah, once again, it's progressivism at its worst, pushing for change that we don't really need. You know,
well, that's an attack on American exceptionalism too.
Yeah, you absolutely.
Know, basically, to echo Theron.
Yep.
Basically, American exceptionalism made the internet. DARPA made the internet. Yep. ARPANET. We made the internet, and it's what it is today. It's actually a tool of freedom.
Right.
And you're going to get some international – well, this is why internationalists want it to be given to an internationalist organization, somebody who doesn't see America as exceptional.
Yeah. That somebody may throw the rule on if Iran has any say in it. I mean, we've seen what the UN does sometimes. They'll put people or countries like Iran and Syria in charge of human rights. Really? So now you're going to put a country like Iran in charge maybe of the internet? You can't say bad things about Islam. You know, that could be the next step for them.
Well – I'm sorry, what's wrong with the UN? I mean, look at some of the famous leaders of the UN, like Kurt Waldheim. Okay, never mind.
Don't even go there. Let's take a call from Jenny, who wants to talk about a mistake that Fox News made. Jenny, welcome to the show.
Hey guys. How you doing there, Gary and Ed?
Hi, Jenny.
Hey. I had to straighten out a friend this morning about what Trump said about Putin.
Yeah?
Because he heard that false statement, you know, that he was cozying up to Putin. Guess where he heard it on? Fox.
He heard it on Fox that Putin and who was getting cozy?
Trump.
Well, yeah, and that may be. I tell you what, I've gotten some guys who are very anti-Trump that want to come on the show, and I'm thinking about bringing them on just to show there could definitely be some relationships there. But, you know, they haven't proven to me yet and shown me the information that they're saying. So when they do, I'll probably get them on here. And you, whether you hate Putin or not, let's face it, he's no saint. He's an ex-KGB. He's a selfish, self-centered guy. But it looks like he loves his country, but probably only to the fact that it helps him, which makes him what, a crony capitalist, right? But, you know, like we don't have that with Barack Obama. We don't have that with the Clintons. They're all crony capitalists. They're all enriching themselves in some way or another. You know, the trick is to ally yourself with somebody that has that same, that same general attitude, you know what I mean? Well, same values, maybe.
Values is where I was going because, oh, I'm sorry, Jenny.
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Jenny.
Fox was trying to twist it, you know, mm-hmm. what Trump said. And yeah. I haven't listened to Fox in years, so I'm done with them. But he still, my friend still does whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's a free country.
Well, Ed and I were talking earlier with guys here at the station about Greta Van Susteren leaving suddenly this week, right? So something's going on at Fox, and you can say she was fired, she can say she quit and exercised whatever rights in her contract, but obviously there's something going on at Fox that is not the same conservative network that it used to be. That's pretty evident.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Of course, the youngsters are supposed to be more liberal. Now that Ailes is gone and they take over, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, Murdoch kids.
Yeah. But as far as Trump and Putin are concerned, they both have one thing in common. Trump wants to make America great again, and Putin wants to make Russia great again.
Yeah.
So the question is, how much conflict will there be between those two concepts?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there you go. I would rather have some kind of tenuous relationship with them. You certainly never want to trust Vladimir Putin. Mm. You know what I mean? You certainly want to trust and verify, as Reagan said, when you're dealing with the Russians, because you know what they are. They're still rivals, if not enemies. But you always have to be careful who you climb into bed with. It's that simple.
I get that, and you can have anti-Trumpers on if you want to, but if you do, your ratings will go down by one.
Well, thank you, Jenny. I always appreciate the blunt opinion of Jenny. So it's good to have you on. Anything else, Jenny?
No, I just wanted to say hey, and it's nice to hear you on here, Ed. And anyway, keep up the good work, brothers. And we've got to fight where we can.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a make or break election for this country. So let's hope people are out there pushing for, if you want to call it the lesser of two evils, then go ahead and do that. But do not let Hillary Clinton get in control of this country, because that'll be the end of it. It's that simple. Thanks, Jenny. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Take care. Okay. So we should probably go into a break. Derek, can you take us into a break? All right. When we come back, we're going to pick up with I don't know if I want to follow anymore with this internet control or not, but we'll talk about it, and we'll see you on the other side of the break. Take care.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current and The Daily Drift. With today's internet environment, it's easy to get information overload. The best way to process this information and cut through the internet chatter is to get your news delivered in a concise and effective manner. Get the news you need to know at thedailydrift.com. Check out The Daily Drift, one of the fastest growing websites around. At The Daily Drift, I find the local, state, national, and international stories you won't get from the mainstream media, and I make it easy for you to link to them. You'll also get original common sense opinions from local writers. You can even get a free subscription that will deliver a link to your email inbox every day for free. You'll also get instant access to all archived podcasts of The Drift Radio Show and links to the best articles, opinions, and websites. Go to www.thedailydrift.com. That's the news you'll need to know at thedailydrift.com.
Get ready to rake in the riches. It's Fire Keepers Fall into Fortune Giveaway, Saturday, September 24th. We're giving away $300,000 in prizes with 15 winners guaranteed. Every 2 hours, it's a bigger windfall of cash and red hot credits. Starting at 2 p.m., five players will each win $5,000 in prizes. At 4 p.m., four will win $15,000. At 6, three will win $30,000 in cash and prizes. At 8, two will win $40,000. Then at 10 p.m., one lucky player will win cash and prizes worth $50,000. Ka-ching! Earn entries every day. Then be here September 24th. The $300,000 Fall into Fortune giveaway is only at Fire Keepers. Get ready, get set, get your Vegas on. I-94 to exit 104 in Battle Creek. Firekeeperscasino.com. Management reserves all rights.
Brooks Cushman is a nationally recognized full-service intellectual property law firm that helps their clients thrive by applying the right resources, right technical expertise, and right costs for all clients. Whether you need help with a patent, trademark, or litigation matter, at Brooks Cushman, the attorneys are responsive and accommodating to their clients' needs. Brooks Cushman has offices in Southfield, Michigan, and Los Angeles, California. You can visit them at www.brookscushman.com. That's Cushman with a K. Again, that's www.brookscushman.com. Cushman with a K. Or at 248-358-4400. Again, 248-358-4400. Protect your idea the right way with Brooks Cushman.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch Our Drift here at WAM Talk 1600. And again tonight at rednationrising.us. So check us out online at podcast if you missed the show live. And let's start out with taking a call from Joe from Wyandotte. Joe, welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be on with you. You talked about, you mentioned 9/11, and I just wanted to say not only have people forgotten, the Democrat Party, not, in addition to being coddlers of criminals, are now coddlers of terrorists and outright aiding and abetting our enemies. They've learned nothing from history. Neville Chamberlain, in appeasing, trying to appease people who want you dead if you do not conform and agree with them 100%. They learned nothing from Bill and Hillary Clinton's North Korean fiasco and repeated it under a blunder in Hillary Clinton with Iran in an even worse deal of concessions, which will give them nukes just like they did to North Korea.
Right. Yeah, it's a total lack of common sense. And you're right, Joe. This is where the United States, and maybe not the United States, because there are people like you and I and Ed, who, and we all know this. We all know what happened on 9/11, and we're not the ones that are making the stupid decisions to allow jihad to come to this country. Call it soft jihad, call it hard jihad, whatever is happening here, when we turn our back and allow Islam in all its forms to be welcomed here, that's on us. It's our cultural way of life that's going to end if we continue this path.
Other than a thermonuclear threat to the United States, what's the problem, Joe? I don't.
And that may become a realistic threat soon in the form of a dirty bomb anyway.
Yeah, that is so true, Joe, because it could happen at any time, at anywhere. I mean, we're always willing to have that come in and happen. You know what I mean? There is already radioactive material missing around the world. How do we know it's not already come across the southern border, right?
Yeah, there was a good film years ago in the Clancy's Jack Ryan series.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it was Ben Affleck and not Harrison Ford in The Sum of All Fears.
Yep.
Which dealt with a nuclear attack at a football game to get the president. Of course, they dug up the old Nazi enemies, but that movie could and should have been made about Islamists, but they wanted to try to, you know, be a little more politically correct and dance around the issue.
Yeah, so, well, you know, and you want to talk, it's the same with when they did the remake of Red Dawn, right? Mm-hmm. Instead of making it with the Chinese, which would have been probably the more appropriate adversary, they pushed it on to the North Koreans. Like, come on, like, yeah, that was realistic by any stretch of the imagination.
Hey, Joe, you're the movie guy. Unfortunately, once again, unfortunate choice of hero actor, but Clooney in The Peacekeeper. Was it The Peacekeeper? The one about the dirty bomb that was going to be put into New York and the attempts to stop that?
Yeah, I am actually not familiar with that.
Oh, that was actually – that's a good one. Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm watching Clooney the whole time.
Well, it'll be life imitating art because you know what? Even our last DHS secretary, I can't remember his name, was talking with Jay Johnson. They both agreed this week, and we put it on the Daily Drift that, you know what, we expect another attack here on American soil before too long. It's coming, you know?
But you were right about Red Dawn. That was filmed some in the Detroit area, a lot in the Pontiac, Michigan area, and it was the Chinese. But when MGM picked it up, they digitally altered the flags and symbols to be the North Koreans.
Yep. Yeah, because they bowed to the pressure of the Chinese. And it's like, come on. Number one, it's a movie, folks. It's a movie. Get over it. It's just fiction. You know, if your feelings are hurt by it, well, make your own movie and do it differently.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure the Chinese probably worry about us invading them. It would never happen. That's the uniqueness of the United States of America. We're not
afraid of us pushing them back to their former reign of influence.
Well, there you go. That's a possibility. What else you got, Joe? Anything?
I'm not a big fan of Seth Rogen, but remember the movie The Interview?
Yep.
It was a crappy movie. I did see it. It ended up getting a lot more money than it would have had it just gone into theaters unopposed.
Right.
Because they took on the North Koreans.
But I did laugh.
For that.
Yeah. I laughed. It was a bellyache, and my head hurt after watching that movie. I laughed so hard. If you haven't seen The Interview, you got to go see it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was worth seeing. It was a good laugh. What else you got, Joe? Anything before our heartbreak here?
Oh, no, that was kind of it. But if we're on movies, Don't Breathe was filmed in Michigan. We talked about that with Kupke earlier. Very good movie. Support films done in Michigan. And, of course, Sully, Clint Eastwood film, very good.
Good, good. Well, we'll have to check that out. All right, well, thanks, Joe, and hopefully we'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, my friend.
You too. All right, when we come back, we're going to get into our Hillary Clinton beating up action that we're in that I love to do. So we'll see you on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. The Trump campaign blasting Hillary Clinton after she called half of his supporters a basket of deplorables.
Hillary, they are not a basket of anything. They are Americans, and they deserve your respect.
GOP vice presidential candidate Mike Pence during the Values Voter Summit. Clinton saying she was grossly generalistic and regrets saying half, and that it is deplorable Trump hired a major advocate of the so-called alt-right movement to run his campaign. The man who tried to assassinate President Reagan permanently released from a D.C. mental hospital.
More than 35 years after the shooting, John Hinckley will start living with his mother in a gated community in Williamsburg, Virginia. He will have to abide by strict rules and work or volunteer at least 3 days a week.
Fox's Leland Bitter, Fox News. We report, you decide.
This is Mark with Ashelman Equipment. Need help with your property maintenance? Ashelman Equipment has LS tractor loaders ready to go. Power steering and hydro transmissions make driving fun and easy for the whole family. Want to stay out of the weather? Cab tractors with heat and AC in stock. Buckets, forks, snow blades are changed with just a pull of a lever. LS Tractor is the highest quality tractor in the U.S. and number one in customer satisfaction. Awarded by EDA for 2015 and again in 2016. Highest quality, more features standard, 5-year warranty, free loader, and 1.59% financing qualifying. Ashelman Equipment in Whitmore Lake is at exit 50 on US 23, just north of Ann Arbor. Call 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000.
The Mule Skinner Boot Shop in beautiful downtown Chelsea has moved. Yes, moved, but just across the street and one block north to 112 North Main Street. Still in beautiful downtown Chelsea, but with more of everything. More boots, more hats, more belts, and more Western jewelry. More Western boots from Lucchese, Justin, Nocona, and Tony Lama. More work boots from Double H, and a complete line of boots from Corral. Women's boots, too. More hats from Resistall and Stetson. And more custom handmade belts from the Mule himself. And remember, the Mule Skinner carries all your concealment requirements. So come to the new Mule Skinner Boot Shop, still in beautiful downtown Chelsea, still with all your favorite traditional Western wear, but now with an even bigger selection of Western boots from your favorite makers. Now one block north at 112 North Main Street. That's Bill Kahn's Mule Skinner Boot Shop, your home for the best selection of the best in traditional Western boots, now in the new store at 112 North Main in beautiful downtown Chelsea. Western hospitality to you, Mule Skinner style.
Remember when life was simpler? When people just greeted you with a smile and knew you by name? We do. Hi, this is Jeffrey Ember, president of Ember Wealth Advisors. As the world around us has sped up, we've managed to keep things simple, providing easy-to-understand financial strategies for the road ahead. From investments to predictable retirement income strategies that you cannot outlive, to a well-diversified and actively managed portfolio, we are by your side for the journey. At Ember Wealth Advisors, we will help you build and maintain your retirement plan that is designed to keep together what you've worked so hard to put together. Call Ember Wealth Advisors today at 734-769-1719 for your no-strings-attached complimentary retirement consultation and portfolio review. That's 734-769-1719.
These comments are of a general nature and are not designed to address the specific needs of any individual listener. Investment advisory services are provided through Capital Asset Advisory Services, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ed Bondarenka.
Hey, howdy.
You may know him as Ipsy Ed, but hey, let's take care of a little business. The Emergency Expo, since 9/11 is tomorrow, the anniversary, be prepared for emergencies in your home by going to the Emergency Expo in Howell, and it's going to be at the Livingston County Public Safety Complex in Howell, Michigan. That's 1911 Tooley Road next to the Livingston County Airport. So check it out. You can go to readylivingston.com and get information. It is a free show. It's going rain or shine. They're going to have a shotgun raffle. There's going to be a lot of vendors there. So if you've ever thought about getting prepared, maybe having some extra food around the house or water filtration systems or anything like that, go to the Emergency Expo off of M59 next to the Livingston County Airport. And that's, is that today? Ooh, that's today. 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. So you've got
hurry.
Hours. Hurry. Get up there and get there. So 1911 Tooley Road. Check it out. ReadyLivingston.com.
Be a All Boy right. Scout. Be prepared.
Be a Boy Scout. Be prepared. Well, let's take a call from Will from Ipsy, who's been patiently waiting. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, Gary, you know it's time for my weekend call to you, brother.
Yes, we have a new Ipsy listener. We got Will. Go ahead, Will. What do you got?
Oh, I love you guys. I love you guys. And Ipsy, Ed, I got to tell you, I might have grown up in Ann Arbor, but Ipsy is my favorite town, brother.
Hey.
It's a great place to be.
Yes, sir.
So what I wanted to talk to you about, Gary, is you were talking about earlier about us ceding our territory over the Internet. Basically, the rest of the world, is that correct?
Yep.
You know, that is one of the most... I don't call it insane, because insane is knowing that you're not doing something right. You know, you don't have no control over it. This is stupidity. And, you know, what's going on is we're going to let everybody else control what's coming in here. Why? Why is that? They already do it in China. Have you ever seen the Chinese rules on engaging in their Internet? I have a friend at U of M that does it. He goes, it's almost impossible to do anything on there.
Yeah, I've got friends who go to China for business all the time, and they're like, man, you cannot, they worry about being on the Internet in China just because somebody's tracking them. They worry about if they click on the wrong websites and everything else. So, yeah, you've got issues. And in Russia, it's the same way. In Iran, it's the same way. And these are the countries that will have a little more, it may not be as bad as everybody thinks. I don't know. But why take the chance? You know, here in America, we are... not exactly censor-free, because if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you're seeing censorship all the time. You're getting kind of sure. jacked around a little bit. But why cede it out to an international group of people who probably don't have the same intentions that we do? Well, you know what I mean?
You know, the other thing, too, is you know, I kind of make this as kind of a strange hobby. But, you know, I would say the three people you just named, I would say that almost 90% of the denial attacks and hacking come from the countries you said, Russia, China, and Iran.
Yeah.
And what are you going to expect later when you can't stop it from coming in? And, you know, I don't know if you know what a denial of service is. It might be like taking over your grid controls.
Yeah.
Or electrical and such.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, we already have hard enough problems with rolling blackouts because we stopped doing coal. Now we're going to do this electronically.
Yeah. I mean, this is like suicide once again, isn't it, Will? I mean, we're literally committing suicide by giving control away. We still haven't hardened our grid. We're not protected from EMPs. We're not protected from cyber hacking of our electrical grid. Why isn't the United States government doing this? Is what they're supposed to be doing. This is their job, protecting the Americans by protecting the grid, and not one of them. The Democrats are just holding back on allowing this to happen.
You're speaking yeah. of a government that is supposed to be controlled by the Constitution, that gave that up a long time ago and hasn't yeah. been able to be reined in, and so it's doing whatever they want. And diminishing American authority, American respect around the world, apologizing for us right from the beginning of their administration.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You got that right. If you had, here's another one thing, too. Could you imagine him shutting down a nuclear reactor?
Yeah, you know, and then you get the China syndrome, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get that slow burn, and then the dirty bomb or the dirty effect, radiation effect that comes with the Chernobyl. Yeah, and in fact, I've got a buddy who's a prepper, right? And he is literally planning to move to a certain part of the country, and I'm not going to say where, but he's charted the airflow and the currents and everything else. There's a couple places in the country that you can go to that after an EMP happens and the grid goes down, where that fallout from our nuclear plants going offline and burning down, where you can go. A big chunk of this country will be in serious trouble.
And all you have to do is book a flight to go there when it happens. Wait a minute.
Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Here's another thing for you, Gary, because I know I've been on for a while. You know, it just takes something so stupid for somebody to just come over here and just knock a power pole out, and that's your denial of service in an area. I mean, it just has to be small attacks here. And that's enough to put us back. So anyway, thank you for taking my call. Thank
you got it. Thanks, Will. I appreciate it. So, you know, that should remind all of us. Tomorrow is Sunday, I know, but it is the 9/11 anniversary. I hope our government is taking care around the world and here at home to make sure that nothing happens tomorrow.
Just remember, whatever it is, it will probably have been prompted by some video some right-winger made.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, but it's a good point to tell people. You know what? Keep your eyes open tomorrow. If you're out of the malls, if you're at the movies, if you're at the airport or doing something, you know what? Tomorrow is a bad anniversary day, and there are people in this world who would love nothing more than to cause a ruckus on 9/11.
And it's an anniversary of two bad anniversaries, really. You know? I mean, not to diminish New York, but Benghazi was a little more current also.
Yeah, absolutely. So keep your ears open this week. Well, let's get into the forum and talk a little bit about this week. There were some articles on the internet, and we put them up at thedailydrift.com. And if you're not going to thedailydrift.com, you should be. www.thedailydrift.com. Check it out. And one of the stories was, during that forum, the video showed something in Hillary Clinton's ear, right? And it, you know, Ed was laughing earlier. You know, that's her lozenge. She was putting her throat lozenge in her ear, saving it for later. It kind of looked like that. It was translucent, so it was kind of hard to see. And some people said, well, she had an earpiece. She was being fed. And if you watch her performance during that forum, her speech was a little halting. It wasn't the normal speech from Hillary. When Hillary normally gives a speech at a rally, whatever, an appearance, she's a pretty good public speaker as a rule, right?
She's better at reading teleprompters than she is listening to the bud in her ear.
There you go. So, and of course, WikiLeaks released a document, an email from Huma Abedin, who's her right-hand gal, her girl, Friday, whatever you want to call her. It was old. I think it was from 2003 or 2009, whatever it was, but it was old. And people said, whatever. But she told Hillary, do you have your earpiece? Do you need me to bring it? Well, number one, if it's a hearing aid, you would say hearing aid, right? If Hillary's having hearing problems and is subject to wearing a hearing aid, that's one thing. But you would call it a hearing aid. Why would she call it an earpiece?
Well, because I think there's a connotation of hearing aid that is denigrating to people. Oh, you need a hearing aid. You must be a senior citizen, or you must be getting older now.
Yeah, but this is a private email between Huma and thing. You think
still in all, the relationship between the two of them is perhaps something that doesn't get discussed
much
more.
You're much more genuine than I am, because I'm not buying that story.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Earpiece versus hearing aid. Come on. Got your hearing aid. No.
Well, she may not have wanted to insult her boss,
maybe.
Her very close friend.
Maybe. She's the handler, don't forget.
Yeah.
But anyways, it's enough. If you go back and watch it, and you can go onto YouTube and you can catch Hillary's, take a look at it, thinking about the fact that there could be an earpiece feeding her information while she's on it. You know what I mean? So I would say this. If they do these debates, there should be no earpieces allowed.
Or they should be vetted.
Yes, give them and let them be vetted, because you know what? Or run the scrambler, whatever you got to do.
Try and do a pairing to nearby Bluetooth devices and see what shows up.
You're not allowed, other than like a page of notes, there should certainly not be any earpieces on either candidate, because I want to hear their quick response, you know. And, you know, frankly, when it comes to debates, I don't mind. The questions should be given the questions in advance. I want a fully prepared speech.
Well, you know, with a lifeline.
lifeline. I would rather have a full detailed explanation than trying to catch me. You know, I gotcha question. Mm-hmm. Screw the gotcha question. Give me, and I'm hoping these debates don't deteriorate into gotcha questions, which I know they will. But you know what? Let's get down to the detailed facts of what's your economic plan? What's your national security plan? Excuse me. What's your immigration plan? You know what I mean? Give me that information. Let us know what you plan on doing. Don't try and fill up the time with gotcha.
Well, I don't know that Hillary needs an earbud to feed her questions or feed her answers to questions, because frankly, she rarely answers the questions she's asked anyhow. She always answers the questions she wished had been asked.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Derek, let's play track three, because Oddly enough, excuse me.
You got Hillary-itis.
I got Hillary-itis. Oddly enough, this Navy vet is allowed, and he's a Republican, he's allowed to ask a question of Hillary. And if you watch the look on her face when he's asking, oh, my gosh, if she could shoot daggers out of her eyes, she most certainly would. And that video is available on the Internet. You can see. But you got Trek 3 ready? All right, let's play this.
Hi, Madam. With Lieutenant John Lester, who will stand
Let me stand up here.
He began his military career by enlisting in the Air Force and then switched over to the Navy before he retired, where he flew P-3 Orions in Desert Storm and in Desert Shield. He's a Republican, and he has this question for you, Secretary Clinton.
Thank you.
Secretary Clinton, thank you very much for coming tonight. As a naval flight officer, I held a top secret sensitive compartmentalized information clearance, and that provided me access to materials and information highly sensitive to our warfighting capabilities. Had I communicated this information not following prescribed protocols, I would have been prosecuted and imprisoned. Secretary Clinton, how can you expect those such as myself who were and are entrusted with America's most sensitive information to have any confidence in your leadership as president when you clearly corrupted our national security?
Well, I appreciate your concern and also your experience, but let me try to make the distinctions that I think are important for me to answer your question. First, as I said to Matt, you know and I know, classified material is designated, it is marked, there is a header so that there is no dispute at all that what is being communicated to or from someone who has that access is marked classified. And what we have here is the use of an unclassified system by hundreds of people in our government to send information that was not marked. There were no headers. There was no statement, top secret, secret, or confidential. I communicated about classified material on a wholly separate system. I took it very seriously.
All right. What a bunch of gobbledygook. Was she not listening to Director Comey say, yes, there was classified information on your server? Woman, you are a liar.
Man, I'll tell you.
She's just an outright lying POS, man. That's all I can say. I'm just flabbergasted that the media allows her to get away with this kind of garbage.
I was interested when I found out that Flying Officer Lester was basically a P-3 Orion pilot. Turns out he's an acquaintance of a friend of mine who's a former Orion pilot. And my wife, Sherry, was talking to our son on the phone the other day, who's a senior chief petty officer, and he's on a nuclear submarine. And basically, he's the, what do they call that, the chief of the boat, top enlisted officer on the nuclear submarine. And he came back and said, look, if I were to do anything at all like she did with communications, just like Flying Officer Lester, out the door, in prison, Leavenworth, bye-bye.
Yeah. I mean, we talked about it 2 weeks ago. There was that seaman on one of the naval boats.
Yes.
He had a couple of selfies on the boat. Mm-hmm. And
with the nuclear reactor in the background.
Yeah, yeah. And he threw the phone away, whatever. And I think he got a year in jail.
He got a year. Yep.
You know what I mean? And so that's six pictures.
Mm-hmm.
And Hillary Clinton gets to walk away scot-free.
And I hope this does something. I've unfortunately, even on our son's Facebook account, I've seen people supporting Hillary, shipmates and the like, younger enlisted, and it really is discouraging. And I'm hoping this has some effect on the military vote. There are military people who support the Democrat left, and it's
yeah. Still,
jeez,
you know, it's the percentage, I think, is way up for Trump as opposed to Hillary. But still, mm-hmm. It makes you wonder about those that are in there and can actually, knowing what they know, still support the Democrats in this.
And I'm hoping something like this swings them.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, let's go. I started this 2 weeks ago, and we were hitting Hillary pretty hard. Derek, you got track 7 ready? That's that Trey Gowdy. I want you to talk this. Let's talk about Hillary and her servers. And let Trey Gowdy comment on those. Go ahead.
House Oversight Committee member Trey Gowdy joins us now. Good morning, sir. Good to have you back on the program. She says it's smoke, but there is no fire here. Your thoughts?
No, it's arson. It's pyromania. It's not smoke. Even listening to her talk about the Clinton Foundation, I couldn't help but go back and remember the press conference she gave on her emails, Martha, where every single thing she said proved to be false. That's the interesting thing about credibility and believability. You can't just keep it in one compartment. When you are a habitual serial liar in this facet of life, it tends to make people not believe you in other facets of life. So when she's talking about the Clinton Foundation, I go back and remember her saying, there's no classified information, I only use one device, I did it for convenience, all of which were proven to be false.
Yeah. Well, one of the big questions here, she said she separated out the personal emails. But one thing we don't have a definitive answer to is whether or not she considered foundation business to be personal. So did she dump all of the foundation-related emails with the yoga and the wedding plans?
Well, Martha, you just put your finger on the, not the million-dollar question, the $100 million question. I'm sure she's going to have a press conference later this afternoon or whenever she has the next one. I hope somebody in your line of work will ask her, did you consider foundation emails to be personal or work-related? I have yet to see a single foundation email produced by the State Department that was sent by her. Yeah. So if she considered them to be personal, then we move into the facet where she and her lawyers had those emails deleted. And they didn't just push the delete button. They had them deleted where even God can't read them. They were using something called BleachBit. You don't use BleachBit for yoga emails or for bridesmaids emails. Mm-hmm. When you're using BleachBit, it is something you really do not want the world to see. So I hope someone in your line of work will ask her, did you consider foundation emails to be personal or work?
Yeah. So she went above and beyond to make sure that these things weren't seen. And that's a valid question, right? Are the Clinton Foundation emails personal or are they related to the government? But we already know that they've been related to the government because they got people made their contributions,
and then they got business. Yeah.
Yes, they got some business. They got access to her.
What did Trump say? I can't do a Trump imitation. It's getting to be where you can't tell the difference where the Clinton Foundation ends and the State Department begins.
That was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. You just need the hair, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither one of us are ever going to have that kind of hair. But yeah, it's an absolute travesty that, you know, you want to talk about intent? Remember that Comey said there was no intent. She clean these emails out using BleachBit. How much more intent do you need?
She accidentally spilled the BleachBit. This is the woman who thought you wiped the server with a dust cloth. So obviously she accidentally spilled the BleachBit on the server. There was no intent.
Yeah, Derek, let's do this because then Jason Chaffetz has kind of picked up a little bit where you don't see Trey Gowdy as much anymore. But Jason Chaffetz is doing a fabulous job. Do you got track 8 ready? Let's run this. This is him asking Comey about the Clinton Foundation.
Did you look at the Clinton Foundation?
I'm not going to comment on the existence or non-existence of any other investigations.
Was the Clinton Foundation tied into this investigation?
Yeah, I'm not going to answer that.
I'm not going to answer that. Really? Why aren't you going to? At what point do federal employees not have to answer to the people that we elect? Jason Chaffetz is an elected official, elected by us. We hired him. They work for us. Why cannot Comey answer the question as he is being told to do?
It may have to be a closed hearing, frankly. There are closed hearings for purposes like that. I don't know. I don't want to defend Comey. One of my favorite recordings is of Trey Gowdy interrogating Comey.
Yeah.
Is that a yes or no? Yes.
Yes.
And I actually took that soundtrack and I got a cat video off of the internet because you can't get people to listen to this stuff. They do, it's just politics. So I made it the soundtrack to a cat video and people would watch the cat video and listen to it.
Did you put it on Facebook?
Yeah, it's on Facebook.
Yeah, there you go. We'll send it back to me. I'll send it on
my blog and on Facebook.
Yeah, well, there you go. That just goes to show you the crazy things we have to do to get people's attention because, you know what? They don't want to pay attention to the craziness that is happening around us. They would just rather watch the cat video or what does their own say? They're watching dance with the stars or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Is there a connection? And some people are saying Comey is not being forthcoming, that he's hiding something. And you know, those are questions that you have to ask, right?
I was a Comey defender at one point when this all came about because I felt that Comey was felt that he could not get a proper trial through the DOJ, that he'd get blocked. And so his best way of handling this was to try her in front of the Senate the way he allowed Gowdy to do.
Right.
Basically, I thought it was more damning to Hillary, and he might have thought that. But no, I'm not so sure after some of the other stuff.
Yeah, and somebody else said, well, maybe he's waiting till after Trump gets elected, and then they can actually go after it and get a
There'll
fair,
be a different director you know what I mean? After Trump gets elected.
Well, still. But, it's a possibility. But you know what? There is another connection, which is odd, because some people are saying, well, maybe Comey's worried about becoming part of the Clinton body count. Maybe he's been paid off, blah, blah, blah.
Nice family you got there, Director Comey. Same if something happened to it.
Yeah, you got track nine ready, Derek? Let's run this, because this is a connection between Comey and the Clinton Foundation.
It turns out that FBI Director Comey may have been connected to the Clinton Foundation, and House Republicans want to know exactly what that connection is. According to InfoWars, House Republicans sent a letter to Comey yesterday demanding to know why he didn't recommend federal charges against Hillary Clinton over her use of private email servers. The letter, sent by House Judiciary Committee Chairman Bob Gulat of Virginia and Representative Trey Gowdy of South Carolina, states, Clinton clearly placed our nation's secrets in peril. No one is above the law, and the American people deserve a more robust explanation for your decision to not recommend criminal charges. The letter mentions emails deleted by Clinton but forensically recovered by the FBI and asks if they had any connection to the Clinton Foundation. Recent revelations have shown, however, that Comey still sits as a director of the Swiss megabank HSBC Holdings as a member of their Financial System Vulnerabilities Committee. Wealthy HSBC clients have donated mightily to the Clinton Foundation, including convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. According to Judicial Watch, the Clintons may be guilty of 200 incidents of conflict of interest as they amassed at least $48 million in speaking fees while Hillary Clinton was serving as Secretary of State and hiding all email traffic through her illegal home server.
Okay. So, not damning evidence, but enough to make you think. You know, how intricate and interweaved is this? You know what I mean?
I'm surprised that he was allowed to keep that position outside. I mean, what? Federal job isn't good enough? I mean,
yes. How much more money do you need? And why? You should be prohibited from being involved in anything once you're a government employee.
Like a blind trust.
Yes. Put it in a blind trust, whatever. All right. Well, there's the music. Go to the www.thedailydrift.com.
While you still can,
and then get out. Get on your social media, folks. It's what you've got to do. Get involved in this campaign. There's not a whole lot of time left. We'll see you next week.